Time now for sports on KDDR, the Tornado.
With a look at your sports, I'm Paul McDonald reporting. Fabio Reyes hit two home runs, including a 452-foot drive that landed in the left field bleachers about six rows in front of the scoreboard, and Cleveland beat the Minnesota Twins 7-4. Reyes broke a three-all tie in the sixth inning with his second homer off Kenta Maeda. The Twins have lost four straight, 13 of 15, dropping to 7-15 this season. Jose Ramirez homered and drove in two runs for Cleveland. Byron Buxton went deep for Minnesota. The two teams wrap up the series today at noon in Cleveland. Pregame at 11:30 here on the Tornado. Karl Anthony Towns scored 31 points, and the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Houston Rockets 114-107 for their third straight victory. Anthony Edwards had 19 points and 9 rebounds, and D'Angelo Russell added 15 points and 7 assists for the Timberwolves. They have won 3 in a row for the first time since starting 3-0 in the 2019-2020 season. Minnesota won in Houston for the first time since February 17, 2012, snapping a 14-game losing streak. Kelly Olynyk had 28 points and 9 rebounds for Houston. Christian Wood had 24 points and 18 rebounds. Minnesota Vikings enter the NFL draft with the 14th overall pick. They're likely to use their first-rounder to either shore up the offensive line or the defensive line. Both position groups were problems last year, but the Vikings finished 7-9. They could use the kind of instant impact player from this draft that wide receiver Justin Jefferson was last season. Jefferson and Adam Thielen form a potent pass-catching tandem, but quarterback Kirk Cousins could use a third option. An inexperienced group of cornerbacks got a boost with the signing of veteran Patrick Peterson, but the Vikings could still upgrade there. And former Lamar Litchfield Marion Lobo Roy Jenskow earned honorable mention All-Conference honors Tuesday as the Valley City State University golf team wrapped up its season in the NSAA Championships in Onalaska, Wisconsin. Jenskow entered Tuesday's final round in 17th place after shooting an 86 on Monday. He moved to 14th in the final standings after carding a 78 on Tuesday. The top seven individuals were awarded first-team All-Conference, while golfers finishing 8th through the 14th received honorable mention honors on All-Conference. That's a look at your sports for sports anytime. Log on to newsdakota.com.